Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
100.1 FM and AM 1020. That's where you find KDKA. Rick Dayton with you from 3 until 6 today. And delighted to know that you have come along with us for the ride today. Taking you through what is a holiday Monday for many, but still talking about things that are important in and around Pittsburgh. And we're going to jump in right now to what is one of my favorite places in Pittsburgh when it comes to just sheer beauty. I mean, just absolutely a magnificent place. I think some of you know that I'm a photographer and that I've been shooting professionally for a while. Well, one of my favorite places to shoot is where our first guest works. And joining me right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Jordan Molino. She is an associate director of exhibits at Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens. Jordan, thanks so much for being on KDK. It's great to catch up with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for having me.
Well, I don't know what it is about Phipps, but I know that the Christmas tradition is one that our family has enjoyed for a while. But on top of that, one of the things I like is getting inside when it's really cold outside. So this is a great time of year to be at Phipps. And now you're going to unveil an orchid show that is coming up this Saturday. I mean, orchids, are they the most difficult thing for people to grow, or does it just seem like that to somebody like me who can't grow anything?
You know, it might seem like that, but through our classes and on our website, we do provide tips and tricks to take care of different kinds of orchids.
So take
us as hard as you think.
Yeah, okay. So you say that. I mean, I understand that. I can grow grass in the front yard, and that's almost about it. Hey, help us to understand about this new exhibit that you're bringing out this weekend, and it'll start on Saturday. Take us through the planning that goes into it, setting it up, getting it ready for the public to be able to see it.
Yeah, so this Saturday, our Orchid and Tropical Bonsai Show, which is titled A Splash of Brilliance, will be opening. And it'll be open through February 28th. But I agree with you, this is the best time of year to come to Phipps when it is cold and dreary outside. Come to Phipps, see a splash of color. I mean, this show just has plenty of orchids and a variety of colors. And we're really promoting the tranquil feeling. You know, when you walk into Phipps, it feels like serenity. So come in, enjoy the warmth, enjoy the color, and enjoy these two collections that, you know, this is the perfect time to put these two collections on display.
So we're talking about orchids, first of all. We'll get to the bonsai next. But talk to us about the orchids in terms of how do you select what it is that you're going to bring in from the greenhouses to display, and how do you make sure that those blooms are ready at the appropriate time? Because orchids are a little finicky in that regard sometimes, yes?
They can be finicky, and good thing I co-designed this show with our orchid manager.
Yeah,
because she certainly has a beat on this. But we do use hundreds of orchids in this show, and she knows from her collections and data what part of our collection actually blooms during this time of year.
So, okay.
We know what we can rely on, and this is actually a pretty good time of year for orchids to be in bloom anyway. And we do have a rotating collection we'll put on display since it is a five-week show. Not every orchid blooms for 5 weeks, so
right.
We'll have a rotating collection of some of those really cool specimens.
So how many different plants would you be putting out? I'm guessing that it literally is going to be dozens, if not 100 or more. I mean, it's a big space. How do you make sure that people can see enough of these incredible flowers?
Oh, it's easily thousands.
Is it really?
Easily. So in addition to the orchids, we also have a lot of other plant material to help bring a color scheme to life. So in our palm court, we have blues, peaches, and silvers, and that really just adds to that tranquil feeling. So in addition to the orchids, we have an entire plant palette as well.
So how do you go about putting together a design? I mean, I know that that's your title. Jordan joins us right now, Melina from Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens. How do you go about putting this together?
Well, we start each show about a year in advance for the planning process, and we start with an overall theme. So something like a splash of brilliance, where we really wanted to focus on fountain features, and just that nice, tranquil sound of running water. And building off of that theme, so what do we want to see in each of our rooms? What will visitors be wowed by? So walking into the palm court, in the center of our palm court is a three-tiered fountain that's actually planted and dripping with orchids and Spanish moss. So I think it'll be a nice wow feature in the center of the room.
So when people come in and they don't necessarily know a lot about it, because I know that you've got sort of both ends of the spectrum, right? You've got people who are absolutely crazy about certain species or certain flowers or certain plants or botanicals that you've got. And then you've got people at the other end who are like me, who appreciate the beauty of it, but don't know the difference between this and that and the other. How do you go about making it so that it's enjoyable for both ends of the spectrum?
Yeah, we have lots of information available depending on how deep you want to get into the information. So every single plant in the conservatory has a label if you specifically want to know what that plant is. But taking a step back, you know, I kind of envision each room as a different color scheme and kind of a different narrative. So you walk into each of our displays and it kind of brings about a different feeling. And we do that through the color scheme in the room, the sights and the sounds, as I mentioned, like dripping water from fountains. So all of those just really create a unique experience in each room.
What do you like about Phipps? What is it that keeps you going back day after day? I realize it's where you work, but what do you love about your job?
Oh, gosh, I love to be creative. So this job allows me to be creative and then also see these projects through. So, you know, we start planning a year in advance. The things that I put onto paper actually come to real life. Mm-hmm. And it's a really cool process for me to watch.
So when you're putting these things together, you say you literally have been working on them in some cases for a year. Sort of take us through from the planning. Is it conceptual in your mind what you want it to look like? I mean, are you sitting down and brainstorming with other people there? Or is this pretty much your project and you get to do what you want with it? How does that work?
We have a team of people from each of the departments here at Phipps, and they really provide information and feedback throughout the whole design process. So I might come to our initial meeting a year ahead with a couple of different theme ideas. Those are the big ideas, mm-hmm. the grand gestures, and I'll present them to our what I call our planning committee. You know, and they provide feedback based on what they think will work in the conservatory, what has a big enough wow factor or impact for our visitors. And from there, I'll create a concept design and a final design, which includes plant quantities, a list of props. If we're fabricating something for the show, it'll be drawings for how to fabricate those. So it really takes it from the big idea all the way down to the small, finite details for the show.
So give us the details on Splash, when it starts, how long, when can people get tickets, etc.
A Splash of Brilliance will open this Saturday, that's the 23rd. We are open every day from 9:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. And it's a really cool show to see during the day as well as at night, so you can't go wrong. And tickets are available in advance on our website, www.phipps.conservatory.org.
And you're still trying to make sure that people stay spaced out in terms of certain times, right? You're still trying to maintain that same sort of social distance in that regard?
Absolutely. That's our number one priority. And so tickets are limited per every half hour. We do have a one-way track through the conservatory, mm-hmm. so there shouldn't be any overlap of traffic.
Very good. Jordan, thanks so much for letting us know about this, and best of luck as you start on Saturday. I just have to remember, just put ice cubes to water them, right? An ice cube right there keeps them alive?
You know, that does work.
Oh, see, I'm learning things. Every time I come there, I learn something from you all. So thank you for that. And thanks for coming on KDKA.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, we sure appreciate it. Jordan Molino.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.